Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thanks, Tobes. Welcome back. Grant and Danny stretch run. We'll get you to 6:30. Linnell's got overtime at that time.
We are brought to you by the law firm of Condorian Morad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Is this guy still on the tower over in D.C.? Over by American University? You've been following this story at all, Danny?
I've gotten periodic updates that he's still up there, or last I heard he was still up there.
Multi-day standoff. Clary sent me this on Tuesday night, and I thought, well, this is wild. This will last for an hour. And then apparently, I didn't realize this, as of last night, he was still up there. Then I saw a story in the Post this morning. In fact, I'm looking at an update here from NBC4 as of 4:35 this afternoon. We're still doing this right now. The D.C. police just kind of waiting. I don't know if they're negotiating or talking or what's happening.
I don't know here.
So I don't want to make light of it because clearly this guy's having a mental episode, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. A man, for those of you that don't know, climbed on a radio tower on the American University campus, which I believe is how WAMU broadcasts. And so he has scaled this tower and he's in jeans and a hoodie. By the way, it's hot outside, like up there. I'd imagine there's a little moving wind. Does he have food? Does he have drinks?
Again, I have no idea.
We're at 48 hours of this thing at this point. He's 321 feet up in the air, which sounds like Danny Rouillet's nightmare.
Beyond terrifying.
Not to say that it's not mine as well, for the record, because it is. But we're, this started on Tuesday afternoon. So if he's still up there right now, and I don't have an update up to the minute, maybe someone can tweet me at Grant H. Paulson if they've heard anything. But we're going on 2 days of this. I thought maybe he was just up there until the Nats scored a run, but they scored an hour or two ago.
And he hadn't come down.
So, I mean, from Tuesday until now, I understand they hadn't scored, but now he could come down.
So this is one of those things where I go, I can't believe there's no easy is the wrong
better
word.
Plan.
Yeah, but like, again, I'm not making fun of the situation. Like, obviously, this is scary. Somebody's obviously not well. And so, you know, I'm not making light of that at all. My point is, like, I just feel like at this point in time, as far as we've come in so many ways, right? Like, I can communicate with somebody on the other side of the planet via moving picture, just by picking up the phone. You know what I mean? Like, and I will have a video of myself go to a video of them. We can exchange without delay. And yet, if something like this happens, we're like, let's just wait them out. You know what I mean? I don't know what to do. I'm not smart enough to know. I don't know what the solution is to bring everyone to safety and you don't want any tragedy. And again, I'm not being flippant about it. I don't know what the solution would be if it's a big pad or, a certain way to get up there that's safe. I have no idea. It just sort of seems like in this day and age, we've come so far. We're just sort of sitting there going, we're helpless. We're on this guy's timetable now. It's crazy to me.
Yeah. I'm always amazed by that. And I'd like to double down or be very clear, maybe if it's not exactly what you're saying, but I think it is. there are professionals that know what they're doing, and they take classes on this, and they go to school for this, and they get paid lots of money for this, and these negotiators and these people that are on the scene. I see the same thing occasionally, and I hear about these stories where, like, people are barricaded in houses, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying anybody's doing the wrong thing. It is just amazing that there's not some way to end it sooner in a safe manner. You know, some of these things that go on for hours, in this case, days, there's nothing we could do. There's not a like a light you shine on them that freezes them like a deer. And then you come from behind and push them onto a blanket and you know, lift them. I don't know what to do.
I don't know anything.
I don't have a great idea. The one I just came up with on the fly is not a good one. I agree. Like, that hasn't been a scene in a movie where you push them onto a mattress and I don't know. It's just insane to me that if somebody wants to stand up there and just cost the police department like 4 days of dealing with them, they can do it. There's no better tactic.
Right. We're just at the mercy of that guy is what I keep saying.
If you want to just barricade yourself in the house yelling things out the window, then for days on end, we just kind of allow that to be until you're done and you've decided you've had enough and now we'll take the next step. They're probably doing everything correctly, and I think you've got to treat this person with all the respect and decency that you can, because they're going through something.
Clearly, yeah.
You can't just be reckless and go in there and go, well, someone gets hurt. Someone
like
gets
I'm not
hurt,
saying you go up to the bottom and start shaking the tower. You know, and I'm not suggesting that. Again, I'm fully admitting I don't know anything. I'm also not in charge of it. Like I'm such a rube, I have no solution.
I don't think I have the patience for it either. No. Like, a good thing I'm not down there, because I would be like, come on, man, we got to make a decision here. Like, what's going on up there?
Like, I have lost my patience with my son who won't put his shoes on, like, to go to school in the morning. You know what I mean? Where it's like, yeah. If I have to ask 4 or 5 times, I lose my mind. So, yeah, I'm not the right person.
I'll give you one. My wife and I, yesterday, I got the text, in fact, right after our final segment. As we're going off the air, I told you yesterday, I got a text. My refrigerator and my freezer is not cold. My wife opened the door. Everything in the freezer is melted and liquid, and we don't know when it stopped, but it's not working. She wants to throw everything away, and we need a new one. And I was like, let's wait 1 second. Can we make some calls? Is there a capacitor that's not working? Can someone come look at this thing? And here we are today shopping for new ones, and we'll probably end up having to buy one, and whatever. It is what it is. I don't know what I don't know. Maybe there's a button. Doesn't seem like there's a button.
No button.
So we here's what I did. Everyone keeps saying, well, what did you check? I unplugged it. And I plugged it back in.
Yep.
That's the big fix that everyone told me, like 90% of the time, that'll fix it. If it doesn't, there's probably nothing you can do. Your freezer's shot. But I tell you this to tell you that today we decided, okay, we're going to get a new fridge freezer. So we went to some random appliance store that has like a two-name fancy name. Craft and Barrel Bar.
Brandon Scherf, yes. Yeah. Yeah, Bill Bray and Brandon Scherf. Yeah, it's Brandon Scarf.
Brandon Scarf.
Yeah.
So we went there. Then we went to Home Depot. It was a big day.
Mm-hmm.
Big day for the Paulsons. By the way,
was there enough time?
We're lugging 3 kids around who are running around the store. It's the family that went like 7 years ago. I thought, oh my God, these parents are the worst parents in the world. I'm trying to talk to this sales guy who's doing sales wackies. He's like, you know, there's never a good time for your fridge to go, but best time is when I'm on the clock. And like my kids are running around in circles, you know.
This is your Freon injector. Now what's going to do here?
Yeah.
Oh, this guy goes, I swear, he's like, we got one in stock that's black, just like you want. One in stock. And I was like, he's like, and look. And he like looks to his right and looks to his left. He's like, I shouldn't say this, but I don't think it's going to be there very long. And I was like, oh, really?
Oh, wow.
No kidding.
So there's urgency? I got to buy it now?
And he like looks again, like straight out of the manual, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like looking over both shoulders and he's like, and I'm really not supposed to tell you this, but this thing shouldn't even be here. You know, there's so much of that.
Whatever
you know?
That is, yeah.
I mean, he was turned up to 11.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing that. My kids are running around like crazy. They're tackling each other. They're bouncing into walls. All kinds of crap, right? But the whole point of this is, I'm losing my patience where I'm just saying to my wife, we got to buy this thing. And in her mind, and she's correct, it's a huge purchase. Let's make sure we do it correctly. And I'm going, it's been 10 minutes. Either get that one or don't, but we go into the next store. Like now.
So if somebody's observing you, they go, I don't think Mr. Paulson is the hostage negotiator we want.
I have no patience. Yeah. I just have no patience.
Yep.
But I think we're creeping up on 48 hours here. of this dude on the tower.
Just again, I just want everyone to be safe and happy and whatever. But God, I don't have a better. It's not like these sorts of stories happen all the time, but it's just often enough where you go, one person who doesn't have the same cares and concerns as the rest of us. You know what I mean? Like we're all abiding by this social contract, right? Where we're trying not, at least it's to some varying degrees, to inconvenience others or put people out. I mean, and if you do, you step out of line, maybe you care, maybe you don't, but everybody's kind of generally going in the same direction. When somebody goes way, 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 way far. And again, I'm not making light of it. We all just have to go. We got no solution for that. There's nothing to do. We just wait. We'd be nice to the guy and ask him politely and wait it out.
Is there enough room for him to just lay down and sleep? There's no way he took anything up there. There's no blanket or pillow.
Yeah, minor provisions, if anything. I don't know.
He's just laying there.
Just laying there, man.
You remember when the guy was on top of the bridge here in Navy Yard?
Of course.
Yeah.
How crazy is that? Same bit.
And that's the point. Yeah, I'm like, okay, so we just can't go?
By the way, he was just allowed to be up there until he wasn't anymore. There's nothing anybody could do or would do. He's just like
I don't want him to get hurt. I don't want anyone to get hurt.
How many times are you going to say that? I think we're pretty clear on that.
I don't know. I just feel like I'm treading on ground. Everyone's going to be mad.
Does Danny want anybody hurt?
I want no one hurt.
I wish I knew the answer.
We can make that the poll of the day.
Yeah.
Does exactly. Danny want somebody to get hurt?
Doesn't seem like he does.
That only lasted 28 hours from what I just saw, it felt like it lasted 3 days.
The one on that bridge?
The one on the...
That bridge closed the entire time too?
It was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What a gigantic pain in the ass for everybody else. Danny, say your part real quick.
Listen.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I just don't want anyone to be upset or hurt. I want everything to be fine. I don't know what I don't know here. I feel like we've come so far in so many areas, but there's some what we have, we're going, I don't know, man. He's up there.
Chris in Hyattsville just asked, does the light come on when you open the fridge? Yeah, lights are on. Absolutely. It just doesn't keep cold.
But nobody's home.
Just doesn't keep cold.
Yeah.
And it's fridge and freezer, by the way.
Oh, yeah. The unit's boned.
I mean, it just seems pummeled. It's just, you know what it seems like is a couple $1,000s are about to be spent.
It might be, though. Who's the manufacturer of that one? Do you know?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I'm saying it might be someone you can call. It might be like a fix-it thing.
Like that company comes out?
Or somebody like who knows what to do.
Here's what I was told, and I don't know if this is true or not, but a couple people said this to me. Fixing refrigerator freezers is like super expensive with parts.
Yes.
A lot of times they either have to be shipped, you know, from various locations or whatever. So if I'm bringing someone out to my house who's a grown-up who can do things, and then they've got to get parts. It's a couple $100 to have them out there. Now we're getting parts for a few $100. If I'm spending like $600 to $800 on this thing getting fixed.
You're already halfway there.
Well, I wish I was halfway
or close,
there.
You know what I mean?
But like this is a, you know, you're yeah. It costs $1,600 for a nice fridge freezer, basically, from what I figured today.
Mm-hmm.
So get out the door, delivery, all that stuff. I can have it in my house for a little under $2,000. If I'm spending $800 just to fix this one, and I don't even know how old it is. It was in the house when I moved in. isn't it just worth it to just do the terrible thing that's so painful and awful that I can't afford and just do that?
Yeah.
I think that's, I
it
think
may
that's,
just be the way. Yeah. It's probably, but it might be simple. You don't know. I mean, like if you can't, we can. You hit up Michael and Sons or somebody that's got a division and just go, hey, let me ask you this.
How many days am I without a fridge?
I don't know. Too many already.
I got three kids.
Yep.
That just want to eat things all the time.
Mm-hmm. They're always eating.
There's the so kids. Much eating at
the kids. What are you doing? Can you just hold off?
And
for
the
a
kids
minute?
Eat too.
Am I right? Come on, having a good time.
Who's there? Everybody's funny. Speaking of which, Deebo Samuel.
Yeah.
Danny thinks he looks heavy.
I do.
I don't play this game, so I'll just tag you in because I think this whole whatever this is one of my least favorite things. But okay. Go ahead.
From the video of him moving, not a picture, not some angle, not an Instagram thing, not one stalled image. It's a video of him moving. And again, I'm not judging the speed or how hard he's going. I have no idea if he's going fast or slow or medium or anything in between. He looks heavyset. He looks heavier than I remember him looking, whether it's a uniform thing, whether it's he's wearing extra padding or something. He looks like the guy that played in San Francisco last year that they said was never quite got in shape. Part of that, understandable, by the way. He had pneumonia, scary thing that he was recovering from. He couldn't work out the same way, et cetera. He's never been, you know, Emmanuel Forbes or a Paul Richardson or like, you know, a super skinny wideout. That's not his game. He's a power wideout slash running back slash weapon, but he looked heavy set to me, heavier than I would have hoped for a guy in kind of a proven situation. Maybe that changes come training camp, but that's what it looked like.
I think with a guy who has had these issues where a team has questioned this part of his preparation, it's on the table. My point is, I just think without being next to him, without seeing him, this is going to sound dumb, like shirtless. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like guys wear weird stuff when they practice. Some guys are in long sleeves. Some guys are in hoodies. Guys wear different types of pads. Quarterbacks wear those rib protectors, and some of them look you know, bigger and thicker and puffier than others. There's just so many different layers to this. When I watched him, the one video I saw that I was like, "Ee," was the one where he was running on like a corner route, looked like, toward the pylon and caught the lob ball yesterday that George Kittle commented on and said, "He's jogging, everyone relax, leave the guy alone." And I wasn't ready to panic or anything like that, but to me, it looks like he's sprinting, and I'm going, he's like a hobbling, that does not look fleet of foot or speedy, but the like looking at, like, I'll give you the example. Everyone made the huge deal about Alex Ovechkin looking fat in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
He went on to have his best year ever in terms of goals per minute on the ice. This is what he does. He blimps up and has fun and he's on the beach and there's a terrible picture with a, you know, bad angle of him in his t-shirt and he probably is a little heavier than he normally is and then he gets into shape and he rocks and rolls. I mean, it's June 12th. I'd like him to show up in amazing shape. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. But I guarantee you at the end of training camp, he's going to be in much better shape than he is right now. The only reason with him that I even will kind of like acknowledge that this isn't completely ridiculous, and when I say like this isn't something I do, is because literally when you acquired him, one of the things was,
this was the potential red flag.
He hasn't been in the best shape in the last couple of years, according to people with the 49ers.
Yeah, I mean, the Ovechkin point I think is a good one, and here's my counter to that. That's a freak. Like, that guy drinks Coca-Cola in a water bottle on the sideline. No one else does that, right? Like, that's a once in a billion person. Luka Doncic got shipped out of Dallas because he wasn't in shape. He when, while not being in shape, he's averaging 30, 10, and 10 on you know, dragging a team to the finals. So some guys can do it. Debo's coming off his worst season for a million reasons, but it was the concerning point, and I'm kind of going, the book isn't written. It's not over. There's still plenty of time, or there's a lot of other things. But the one thing that I was mildly concerned about, I am reminded that I'm still concerned about it until it's different, which is, I think, different than I could have been assuaged seeing him run around, seeing him look very svelte and, you know, as good as he did a few years ago. I would have been like, that's awesome. He's in a prove it year. There's no questions. I have a question. I'd rather not have a question. I think it's as simple as that.
Deebo has always looked super thick, though. Like, he has a odd body type at wide receiver.
Totally true. And this is true coming out of school.
Gigantic legs and butt. You know, he's got a huge lower half, 6 foot, 215, 220 or whatever. I think it's easy for people to look at him and say he's overweight because honestly, he does not have the traditional like body type of an NFL wide receiver at all. So you strap on some thick pads, you wear a long sleeve shirt underneath to sweat or whatever you're doing. And next thing you know, you probably look like you blimped up a little bit. But is there something to it? Possibly. I guess maybe he's overweight. I don't know. I'd be curious to know, what was he playing at in 2021? And how different is that from where he was last year? And I don't just mean overall weight. That'd be interesting. But like,
all the measurables, the body percentage.
Of body fat, if it was the same in 21 as it was last year, then I don't care about any of this. Because in 21, that dude was one of the best players in the league. 77 for 1,400, 18 per catch, 6 touchdowns, and then he ran the ball a ton. 60 times for almost 400 yards. He was 8 touchdown back that year. Like, just a ridiculous weapon. But Dan Quinn's out here talking about his foot speed. I found that hilarious.
That's the part of it.
One of these is not like the other. Everyone on Twitter telling you he's looks like me and he can't run. And then Dan Quinn's like, you know what's blown me away?
The speed.
Deebo Samuel is one of the fastest guys on the team.
Yeah. I mean, that is funny. And maybe he's flying around. And I'm not doing the speed bit based on that video. I know a lot of people are going, oh my God, he can't run. That's why George Kittle, I guess, responded, coming to his old teammate's defense. So that to me looked like a guy, I don't even know how to judge it, right? Whether it's 3/4, whether it's 80%, 60%, I have no clue. But to me, again, I went back and looked at old 49ers touchdowns and some Deebo Samuel highlights. He looks bigger now than he did then.
This is an all-time tweet we're going to end the week with right here. It's going to mean nothing to Darius at all.
Okay.
He won't even know what we're talking about.
Oh, no.
Okay, because it's a movie, and Darius hasn't seen movies. I got a tweet here, Danny, from Josh, who said, has anybody contacted Detective John from Kindergarten Cop to get this guy down from the tower? He's experienced. Now, if you know, then you know. How good is that reference?
Tip of the cap.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
To play a game, it's called Who's Your Daddy and What Does He Do?
Name the kid. Name the kid. In the tinfoil hat, literally, who's on the tower?
No, I know. Oh, you come don't. On. Come on. I mean, his mom has curly hair. I'm stalling. Bob cut, but curly hair. The dad, the estranged dad, has a ponytail. Guy's the worst.
By the way, he was so scary.
He was so scary.
I was a little kid.
Everyone had a ponytail. Was scary to me.
I think he was also one of the bad guys in Three Ninjas. That was really good at, like,
typecast a little bit. Oh, what is that kid's
jiu-jitsu.
Name?
Jiu-jitsu.
I'm not going to pull it. I'm literally stalling out so bad. The head of the school was a 4-foot tall lady with glasses. Oh!
All right, I'm going to give you a multiple choice.
No, I'm not going to get it.
You're going to get it.
Am I going to get it?
A multiple choice, you're not going to get it?
No, no, no.
All right, we're going to name the kid here. Okay. We're going to end the week on a high note. Was his name Vincent?
No.
Lorenzo, Dominic, or Luca?
Dominic, it's Dominic, it's Dominic. It's Dominic. And Dominic, that, get down.
We can now come on. You adieu.
Get down.
That'll do it from your friends. I keep saying end the week. It's not Friday.
I know. Tomorrow, dude.
Wow.
End the Thursday.
I literally, this entire segment, I've been thinking it was Friday. I don't know why.
I don't either.
I'm here tomorrow.
Right?
2:00.
Aren't we?
Daniel Murphy, Nat's great, will be on the show at 5:00. We can ask him why this team can't hit or score. He used to be great at hitting.
He would hit the ball.
I'll bet you if he played second base tomorrow, he'd put 4 balls in play. I don't know if he's going to get hits.
He'd come up with a knock.
But he would put 4
He'll
balls.
He'll drop and drive, try to loft one.
In play. We'll also talk to Chris Rowland of the DC Defenders, who are playing in a championship game on Saturday. Their top wide receiver is going to stop by the show tomorrow as well. Linnell's got overtime next right here on The Fan.
Thank you for coming.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.